And this is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update's brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. First, stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs. Contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be conducting a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. Monday, May 11th in the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street, Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, the board will present a resolution honoring U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Terry Patrick Richardson, formerly of Fairgrove, for his actions on September 14, 1968 during the Vietnam War that earned him a Congressional Medal of Honor. Richardson went three separate times under heavy enemy fire to recover his wounded soldiers despite his own wounds. And during that meeting, the annual Michigan State University report will be presented, as well as the country or the county's summer millage level to be set. And a flurry of activity is going on at Imlay City's Lion Park with upgrades that are being done. Construction workers have been putting down a foundation to pave the paths to pave the pathway to meet with the Polly Ann Trail sidewalks. Some new playground equipment, zip lines, and a climbing scape will also be added. The cost of upgrading the park was funded with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, also known as DNR, SPARC grant of $969,000 that did not require a match of funds. Because of the amount of work that is being done, the Lions Park will be closed for most of the summer, but there are other parks for residents to enjoy in the meantime. And at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May 12th, the Huron County Election Commission will meet to review a proposed recall petition on a Huron County commissioner. Targeted for a possible recall is Huron District Number 4 Commissioner Steve Vaughn, regarding how he voted in 2025 on having a 15,000-acre cap on solar and battery energy storage facilities. Later, the Board of Commissioners sent the plan back to the Planning Commission to review the cap. However, the commission could not agree on changes, so none were made. Serving on the Election Commission are Probate Judge Julianne M. Ferris, Clerk Lori Neal Wanzowicz, and Treasurer Cheryl L. John. They will convene in the probate courtroom to review the proposed recall petition to determine if the listed reason is for clear and factual for the recall. If the petition's wording is approved, recall petitioners will then collect the signatures of 816 registered voters in District 4, which consists of the townships of Oliver, Chandler, Meade, and Colfax. If enough valid signatures are gathered, the recall issue will be held on the November ballot. If the wording on the petition is rejected, the person who filed has the right to appeal the decision in circuit court, or they could refile with new language. And we'll be right back after this message from Lundy Financial Services.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a two-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.1%, or a six-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.6% from the Ford Motor Credit Company. Also, get a 30-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.45% from the Dow Chemical Company.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of 5/5/2026 and subject to change daily without notice. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.